وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. On one occasion, in a majlis of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught almost the whole of deen in majlis, having majlis, and not only Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, already in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to have majlis also. And in this way, deen was taught, which is a system which is in existence till today also. So anyway, in one majlis, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a very, very great Sahaba, as it sometimes happens to every person, just above his breath, a little bit loudly, as he was sitting, he read, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Like we also sometimes, some words just come out. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, Ya Abdullah, atadri ma ma'ana la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Oh Abdullah, do you know what is the meaning of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah? We also think, we read this kalima from small when we were, how do we know the meaning of it? So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and His Rasul know more better what is the meaning of it. There are two aspects of this. One is that though the Sahaba were so proficient in Arabic, but the Islamic Arabic was such that they had to be taught what is the meaning. One is a person knows English, but to know medical English is a different story. To know engineering English is a different story. So Islamic Arabic is a different story. The other is that they might have known, but they had so much respect and adab that they said, Allahu wa Rasulu alam. They did not show we are know-alls and we are very learned and we know everything. They said, Allahu wa Rasulu alam. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the meaning. La hawla amma asiyatillah illa bi ismatillah. That there is no turning from committing sins but by the protection of Allah. A person on his own won't be able to save himself from sin. When Allah protects him, he will be able to save himself from sin. وَلَا قُوَّةَ عَلَىٰ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا بِأَوْنِ اللَّهِ. And a person cannot do any good but by the help of Allah Ta'ala. If Allah's help is with him. And this is really the true meaning of Tawheed. That Allah, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah is your creator and the creator of your actions also. But we should not take the wrong meaning and become fatalist. That we don't do anything. If Allah wakes me up for Fajr and takes me, I'll go. Otherwise, I can't do it on my own. Looking at a woman, if Allah protects me, I will be saved. Otherwise, I can't. For our rosy, we don't do that. Just lie in bed. And we say that if Allah will give us rosy, we'll eat. Otherwise, I can't do anything. No, there we make our full effort. After the crux of it is, make your full effort and don't trust your effort. Trust only Allah. To make your full effort, that is sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And to trust only in Allah, that is faraz, that is iman. So after making our effort, even for our rosy, don't trust your effort. Allah will give rosy. You took your medicine, you took your treatment, don't trust your treatment, don't trust your medicine, don't trust your doctor, put your full trust in Allah. So just like that, saving ourselves from guna, doing good, do our full effort, put your alarm clock. Make sure everything is in order to go for Fajr, everything. Still if something happens, then that's a different story. But you made your full effort. So that is the meaning of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, that a person cannot save himself from sin but by the protection of Allah. And a person cannot do good but by the help of Allah Ta'ala. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, when a person reads this kalima, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, yea, on farsh, on the earth, then on arsh, Allah Ta'ala, who is in the heavens, who is everywhere, Allah says in return, Aslama abdi wastaslama. Allah says that. Now what is the meaning of Aslama abdi wastaslama? Aslama abdi, a abdi inqada wa taraka al-inada. that my banda, my slave, my servant has now become subservient, obedient to me. And he has given up disobedience. When we read La Hawla, then Allah says, my servant has become now obedient to me and he has given up disobedience. وَاسْتَسْلَمَ أَيْ عَبْدِ إِنْقَادَ سَائِرَ أُمُورَ الْكَائِنَاتِ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ بِأَسْرِحَ. My servant, my slave has handed all his matters over to me from their very roots. Totally he has handed them over to me. So these two things, when we read this kalima, Allah says, Aslama abdi wastaslama. One means that he has reformed completely. And the other is that now he has handed all his matters of deen, dunya, akhirat to me. So this is a very great thing. So when Allah Ta'ala says, my slave has become obedient, he has given up disobedience, then the malaika, they see the person is still committing guna. And yeah, Allah had announced that now he has given up guna. He has become obedient. So with a questioning look, they look up to Allah. Oh Allah, you announced that he has given up sin, but he's still committing sin. So Allah's ghairat, self-awe. Ghairat is like a husband, how he's concerned about his wife. Nobody must look at her. Nobody must interfere with her. That is ghairat. So that ghairat of Allah, that I said he has given up sin and is still committing sin, Allah now puts his protection on him. Now even if he wants to commit sin, he cannot. For example, you have made some haram appointment with somebody. Now you are going. But you are reading, you read the kalima as it is required, which I'll explain just now. Now as you are going, you'll get a puncture. Now your everything, your plans are all thwarted. Or everything will just go haywire. It won't happen. An example of this is that, for example, your little child, small children like to eat sand. So the mother tells the father that my son is eating the sand. It's unhealthy for him. Put concrete in the whole yard. So he puts concrete, but the children also one step forward. The neighbor's children who come in play, they tell them, tomorrow when you come, you must put sand in your pocket and you must come. Now the mother found out, oh, my son is doing this now, my child. So she put custom desks there. That when the neighbor's children come, first customs. We're going to check up what you got. So they don't. So like that, Allah will put custom desks for you. You want to do your wrong, but Allah will put his protection. That is the first part. And the second part, that Allah says, my slave has handed all his matters over to you, to me. What a great thing. Like for example, to understand this, you have bought or sold a property, you have given it to the conveyancers, the lawyers, and they are good lawyers. Then once you give them the matter, you don't have to follow up anything. They phone you, we are at this stage, we are waiting for this signature, we are waiting for those papers. You've got no worries. And Allah is ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. The best of guardians and friends, and the best of helpers, and ni'mal wakil, the best lawyer is. So when you have handed all your matters to Allah, you don't have to worry about anything anymore. It's all the barakat of this kalima. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Mi'raj and he met Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam told our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Jannat is a barren land. There is nothing. Jannah by Iman will get the plot of Jannat. And then the palaces of Jannat, the orchards of Jannat, the rivers of Jannat, the Hurul Een of Jannat, that will be our Amal. How much Amal we make. So then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said that tell your ummah Jannat is a barren land. With Iman, you will get Jannat. But the beautiful orchards and the beautiful trees and flowers and gardens of Jannat is amongst other things. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So the more we read this, the more we are planting trees. We are making our Jannat beautiful. And also, by reading La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, then we will be getting saved from sin also. Jannat, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah comes in the hadith, Kanzum min kunuzil jannah. It's a treasure from the treasures of Jannat which Allah has given us. In one hadith it comes, it is from under the arsh of Allah. The whole of Jannat, so big and so vast and beautiful, right on top is Allah's arsh. That is the ceiling of Jannat. And this La Hawla is right from there, which Allah has given it to us here in this dunya. So it's a very, very, very valuable treasure. And Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, tell your ummah to read it in abundance. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimullah, explained, according to Arabic language, 70 is a thing which is done in huge numbers. Like we will say, I told you 1,000 times. I told you 1,000,000 times. They used to say, I told you 70 times. Which means I told you a lot. How much I told you. So 70 times if a person reads this, he'll get all these virtues. And our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair used to say that Allah Ta'ala multiplies every good deed by 10. So if we read it 7 times, Allah will multiply it by 10 is 70. And by 70 now, you did it in great abundance, and that is what is required. To read this kalima 7 times a day, what difficulty is it? By that, Allah will eventually, some mashayikh ahlullah, they made the complete islah, corrected the spiritual religious life of the murids solely by the reading of this kalima. No other wazifa, no other mujahada. Because in this wazifa, Allah is making your islah. Allah says, I protected him from sin now. And even if you want to commit sin, Allah is going to protect you now. So what a great wazifa it is. So we should try and read it 7 times at least every day. And also in some hadith it comes that with la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-aliyyil azim, as we commonly read in the third kalima. Also in some riwayats, la malja'a wa la manja'a min Allahi illa ilay, that there is no support, there is no protection from anyone but from Allah. Allah is the only one who can protect you. So let us read it 7 times today together, and on a daily basis on our own at any time, read it 7 times, teach it to our families, teach it to our friends, and let's read it every day 7 times. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. 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 La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. La malja'a wa la manja'a min Allahi illa ilayh. May Allah give us tawfiq. Read it every day. You will see the benefits and the great, great virtues of it, inshallah. سبحان الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام